Before we get started, I just have a quick disclaimer, which is this was my first in-person podcast recording in over a year and a half. Thank you, COVID, and I was a little out of practice with the microphones. I had Donda and Lucy on one mic and myself on the other, and the levels weren't great, and I'm bleeding into them, and they're bleeding into me, and it makes it sound like we're in a giant warehouse. So in spite of the sound quality, you get to hear from two very talented, promising young filmmakers, so please enjoy. Welcome to Discover Indie Film. This is a four questions episode, and answering the four questions are... I'm going to reverse the names because we did the names the other way last time, right? When we did the interview about your film, The Scarf. We have Lucy Battistini and Donda Russo, the sisters who made the film, The Scarf, which is in the Discovery Indie Film Season 4, Episode 8. Eight, thank you. My eyes are going, so now even the big print in front of me is harder to read. And so the four questions that they're going to take turns answering are favorite films of all time, an underrated film, then overrated, and then a lesser-known film that people should seek out. And then when it's all done, we'll talk about the film festivals and the TV series a little bit. And by the way, I didn't warn you, but when there's a team, a filmmaking team in here, I figure favorites, and then the second person goes first,
Okay.
So you each get to take turns going. It's not like one person does all four and then the other does all four. So who wants to start?
You pick.
Well, left to right. So Lucy, you can start.
Okay, I'll start.
What are your favorites?
My favorites are The Sixth Sense, Amistad, and The Wizard of Oz.
Ah, you went with a classic there at the end.
Yeah. Which was also my mom's favorite, Wizard of Oz. So maybe that's why it's there.
It's a classic. And Donda, you?
For me, is The Shining. Also The Sixth Sense. It's absolutely fantastic. And Dirty Dancing.
And Dirty, I love that you picked that because, I like all six films named, or five films named,
yeah.
Six says, but it says favorite. It doesn't say like best film. It doesn't say like most cinematic experience.
Exactly, right?
Because if you love Dirty Dancing.
Oh my God. I went to the movie theater, the actual movie theater, 45 times to watch 30 Days.
And was that down in Brazil?
Yep.
Ah.
So.
Don't hate me, but I haven't seen it. Well, because I was a boy and it was the 80s and I've seen the musical.
Oh my God.
At the Bandage. I know. I've seen, but I know most of the dialogue anyway.
It's
definitely
a
cinema class. It's classic cinema.
It is.
Any commentary on each other's lists besides both loving M. Night Shyamalan's
Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, such a smart movie. So well
it is very
done.
Smart. Yes.
It is. And each time you see it, it's better, right?
Yes.
It's not like once you know the secret, it's not worth watching. It's even more interesting to see how he does it.
Exactly. And then once you know the secret, first time you watch, and then you go back, you're like, did I miss it? How did I miss it?
And you keep finding
little nuggets here and there every time you watch. So it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I think he's actually a very underrated filmmaker in spite of the commercial success.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of his films have been fantastic.
Very metaphoric too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, and I love the last two, actually. So, all right, well, Donda, you get to be first with underrated.
The underrated, bar none, The 12 Monkeys.
Oh, Terry Gilliam.
Holy moly.
That's a great film.
That's a great film.
From a great filmmaker.
Exactly.
I love Terry Gilliam more than anything. Brazil is one of my favorite films of all time. Even though it has nothing to do with your home country.
It doesn't, but it's a great movie too.
It's a great movie. He's an amazing... One of my great regrets in life was not telling him how great I think he is on an elevator ride we shared in Telluride.
Oh.
I just acted cool. And then afterwards I was like, how often does he get recognized?
I should have said.
Yeah.
I should have said, I think you're a genius.
Yeah, the guy's a genius.
He is. Yeah. I love that you love 12 Monkeys because that's, I think one of the, it's not as appreciated as some of his other work.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't get it, you know?
Yeah. Is there a TV series from it now?
I think there was.
I think there is. There was. Yeah.
I assume he has nothing to do with that.
I never saw that.
Yeah, me either. All right. And Lucy, you're?
My underrated is Amistad. Because at the same year, if I'm not mistaken, it was Titanic got everything that night. And it didn't get the attention that it deserved. I think it's one of, I mean, the guy's a genius, but I think that's one of his best movies, for sure.
You know what? I never saw Amistad. I know.
You have.
What are you going to do with that, right?
Well, it's funny. I've always it's just because I'm not a huge Spielberg fan.
Oh my god, but
I know it's one of, but I love Munich. I love when he goes outside his comfort zone.
But exactly, it's exactly what it is. You don't watch, I mean, it is brilliant, but it's not the typical Spielberg movie. And it's so, I mean, it's so powerful. It's so,
there was not a dry eye in the theater when we watched.
You have to watch that movie.
It's compelling.
I do.
Let me know after.
I had to be honest. I believe in complete honesty, but boy, that was a, I didn't want to admit that I hadn't seen it. And it got one or two. Or did it just get nominations? Did it win any Oscars?
I don't think he got anything that night. I think he was nominated for a couple, but Titanic got everything that night.
Yeah, and music, everything, yeah. Cinematography, yeah. Everything. Yeah. And it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Maybe. All right, well, that now we're setting up the overrated.
That's the best part.
Oh, the overrated. That's hard to say because we were talking about this. Art is art. You cannot measure art. So what touches you maybe is not going to touch me. What has a meaning for you maybe is not going to have a meaning for me. So with that being said, I'm not saying it's a bad movie by any means. But Boyhood did not touch me at all. I thought it was slow, and not because of the pace, it's just, I don't know, I couldn't relate with that.
You know, I've heard, I don't think you're the first to name that as overrated, because I think the idea, people really love the idea of it, and the dedication to do it over time,
yeah,
like that, but the stories themselves, it wasn't engaging enough.
I think it's, yeah, it wasn't deep enough for me. I mean, it didn't touch me. I mean,
it was a different concept when it came out, because they follow the boy for like
the time,
12 years,
yeah,
or something.
The process, you know, probably of making was very interesting, but the product, it did, and I believe for those people, the cast, of course, it was amazing. They were together for years, right? So that's fantastic. But like on the other side of the screen, I wasn't touched by that. So
it's making me think of like, you know, you walk into a building that has amazing architecture, but it's not a nice place to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a very good way to put it. Yeah.
All right. For me, Napoleon Dynamite.
Fair enough.
Oh, God.
Fair enough. That film is beloved by so many.
There's a cult.
There's a cult
for,
yeah,
Napoleon Dynamite, right? And so I decided, okay, let's watch it. And I was like, oh, my God. This is it. Yeah. I mean, again, you know, I'm not bashing anything, but it was just, it wasn't.
I always mention, and actually Lucy said it for me this time, I always say, it doesn't mean it's a bad film. It just means that the accolades a film receives strikes you as overdone.
Yeah.
It could be a film you think is great.
Yeah, and also maybe if you watch at different times, different periods of your life.
Different time of your life.
Possibly.
Although now you have me thinking that maybe we could say the polar opposites in the cinema world are Napoleon Dynamite on one side and Dirty Dancing on the other. Maybe those are polar opposites.
See?
As films.
Exactly.
Because one is completely nuts and...
it's kind of funny. Kind of, yes.
I wouldn't say it's a great film, but I laughed pretty hard when I saw it because those people were so weird and funny. But I have to see Dirty Dancing now and I have to compare the two because maybe we could find, you know, everyone has, this will be my new question. Dirty Dancing or Napoleon Dynamite, which do you love? See if anyone likes
both. Are you a Dirty Dancing person or a Napoleon Dynamite person?
Yeah. It could be
a question.
Could be a new thing for me. At dinner parties.
Yeah, exactly.
At racist dinner parties. No,
and then you just say, what if Napoleon Dynamite was Brazilian?
Well, then might have been good. Who knows? Wow.
Then it would be extra crazy, I'm telling you.
I bet. I think the last one, and your turn to go first.
We can go together. The last one.
Oh, you want to go? You got the same film. The lesser known. The people should see out. You're lined up.
We're lined up here. Let's see.
Let's do it. All right, a movie everyone should watch.
The Scarf.
The Scarf.
That's it.
I have seen it many times.
That's good.
And there's, I don't want to push, but there's no, nothing that you've seen out in the cinema world for,
One. No, seriously, I have one. Amelie.
Oh, Amelie is wonderful.
It's so nice.
I love that movie.
That's a very cute one. It's very romantic, Mine is not that romantic. It's a kind of old now Brazilian movie called Elite Squad.
Don't know it.
Elite Squad.
Elite Squad.
Yeah,
it's intense, but it's very intense, well. Yeah,
it didn't get the same attention of like a City of God. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a very good.
I think it's a better movie than came after, City of God.
Yeah, but it was. It is a very good.
That's a good hidden gem because City of God is a great film.
Yes,
I love that film, but.
Elite Squad, in my opinion, was better than City of God.
Mine too. It is a very good movie. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
So after you watch The Scarf, you watch
You should Elite watch The Scarf. Squad. Well, The Scarf is a perfect short film to come before any of these features.
The
old-fashioned days where you had the shorts leading to the features. I actually think that theater that Quentin Tarantino owns, those sort of shorts before features like the old days. On film, which is kind of neat, but
really,
I think so. Yeah, the New Beverly.
Oh,
A little trivia, a little LA trivia there.
I
hope I'm not wrong.
No, I love Tarantino. That guy can do no wrong in my book.
All right, I agree. His worst film is still pretty good.
Yep.
And then his best films are great.
He is great.
All right. Well, I should wrap it up, I guess. Unless you want to comment on each other's list a little more.
Thank you so much for having us here.
It's nice to see that you both have, you had a shared favorite and a shared seek it out.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure having you. And I will name the websites and social media stuff again, because this is a new podcast. So if people want to see The Scarf, you should go right to Amazon Prime Video and go to Season 4, Episode 8 and watch The Scarf, which is followed by The World Inside in that 8th episode. And if you want to learn more about Discover Indie Film, such as these podcasts and everything, it's discoverindiefilm.com. And on social media, it's @DIFWINS. And the Sherman Oaks Film Festival, which it was delightful to have these filmmakers at last year, where we had no screenings because of COVID, but we had a mixer where the filmmakers got to meet, and that was lovely. And that's the Sherman Oaks Film Festival, which you can look up online, shermanoaksff.com, and on social media, it's @shermanoaksff. And I happen to program one more festival, two festivals a year, 6 months apart. Every June, Film Invasion Los Angeles takes place here in Sherman Oaks, and you can learn about that at filminvasionla.com. Or you can go to @filminvasionLA on social media. Obviously, I'm wearing out naming all these hashtag, but do you want to name yours? The Scarf Movie? It's at The Scarf
at
Movie.
At The Scarf Movie on Instagram and at Danda Russo. DandaRusso.
Excellent.
And mine is at Beats. It's B as in boy, ITIS 27.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for making the scarf and submitting it to Sherman Oaks. And thank you so much for having your film be a part of Discover Indie Film. It's really, it happened because I don't know if I told you the whole story.
No, tell me.
I'll tell you the whole story after I hit stop.
Okay.